and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Last time in our study of the book of Ephesians, I left off by being excited. I'm still excited because Jesus Christ is coming for me soon. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly." Because Jesus is coming, I'm to walk circumspectly. That means diligently for Him, perfectly for Him, carefully for Him, anxiously. I'm anxiously awaiting for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you know, while I'm waiting for Him, the Bible says in Psalm 107 and verse 2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Now, there's so many enemies that we face as saved people in this world. We face the enemy of death. Death has no hold on me any longer because I've been made alive through Jesus Christ. Well, that doesn't mean that this body's not going to die, but my eternal soul will live forever in bliss with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." We're to be happy in the Lord, and we're to tell other people about being redeemed, how that we've been redeemed, and how that one of these days we're going to see Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Psalm 71, verse 23 says, "My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed." My soul has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And because I have been redeemed, I have nothing to fear of this life. This life is going to end as I know it. And I'm not going to miss this life because I'm going to be with my Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in Ephesians 5:15, "So then, see then that you walk circumspectly." Because I am looking for my Lord, because I have been saved, and because I've been warned of things that should not take over my life. So I've seen those things. I'm to walk circumspectly. I'm to do the things that God wants me to do. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." We're no longer trapped by sin. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems. That doesn't mean that we're sinlessly perfect. We're still going to have problems in this life. Sin is sin. And the Bible teaches us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As long as I am in this body, as long as you're in your body, that body is the body of sin. And that body is going to do things wrong, knowingly and unknowingly. We have what's called sin of commission. That means sin that we do. That we do and we know about, and sins of omission. There's even sins that we do that we don't even realize we're doing that. You see, that's the reason we needed a Savior. Jesus Christ, He knows all. He knows right from wrong. He knows His people. He knows us, and He's able to deliver us. He's able to take care of us. He knows when we do wrong, and therefore we need to go to Him and say, "Oh God, forgive me for sinning against you. Lord, forgive me." Now, when we pray that prayer as a saved person, we're not praying to get saved again. There's only one salvation, and that comes from Jesus Christ. He's not going to die on the cross any longer. He's not going to save us again. He saved us permanently by giving us eternal life. But we need to go to Him when things go wrong and we do things purposely that's wrong. We need to say, "Oh God, forgive me. Help me, Lord, not to do those things that are against you. Those sins, Lord, that separates my fellowship with you from you. Help me, Lord." We need to guard our lives, our testimonies. We need to do that diligently because we are new creatures. We are new creations in Christ. We have passed from death into life. This means our lives have changed. We'll never be the same again. And we need to realize that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we need to be living for him. And we need to do our best not to do things that are wrong, but to live for the Lord, not to bring dishonor and disgrace to him by having a testimony that is not good. We need to have a good Christian testimony for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sometimes we use the word Christian too much, I believe. The word Christian means Christ-like. And that means the person who is a Christian needs to be Christ-like. That person, that saved person who is a Christian, that Christian who is saved, that Christian who uses the name Christian needs to be living totally for the Lord Jesus Christ, because that word Christian means Christ-like. Oh, how we need to draw closer to him daily. How we need to be closer to the cross. How we need to be closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I love you. I'm going to sing praises to you, Lord. And not only now, but when you come for me, I'll be singing praises to your honor and your glory. And we as saved people have seen the admonitions in our study of Ephesians about how we are to walk in this life. Ephesians chapter 4, and we've studied this. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We're to be renewed daily in our minds by studying the Word of God. Verse 24 says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. May I say we put on the new, we've been made new, but we put on the new man daily as we study the Word of God, and we get closer to the Lord. I want you to notice the terms found in these verses, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 of Ephesians. Note the terms put off and put on. In verse 24 of Ephesians chapter 4, we see that we are to put on the new man. Putting on the new man means we have been born again, and we are new people who are to let the people of the world see the difference between the old and the new. Now, we are to get rid of those things that causes us to appear to be as the unsaved, who are still controlled by the old man, the old nature. And we look further into God's Word, and we see in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, we see instructions there about some things to put off and something to put on. Notice Colossians chapter 3 and verses 8 through 10. But now ye also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice. Boy, this is some hard reading here. We're to put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. We put off because we trusted Jesus as our Savior. We put those things off, but many times we let these things creep into our lives. Not because we're lost again, and not because we're on our way to hell as a saved people, because we are saved. But we let the world come into our lives, and we need to watch these things. And verse 10 says, and have put on the new man. We put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Well, we, saved people, are to put off not some of the things listed in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, and I've already read that, but we're to put off all those things. We are not saved or kept saved by getting rid of those things listed in Colossians 3, verses 8 and 9, but when we do get rid of those things, we are in essence letting others know God has done a miraculous thing in our life. And by the way, when we get rid of those things, God can bless us. God can use us more as we are in this life. He can bless us more as we put off those things that we read of in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. As you do that, you'll be saying with your life, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And notice this, you can say with Paul the Apostle, as he said this, you can say this, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What a great privilege it is to be able to say, God, you are my Savior. Jesus, you love me so much. You laid down your life for me. And Lord, I want to get rid of all these things, all these things that hold back me from serving you more. I want to get rid of anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications. And I don't want to lie to anybody because I've put on the new man. I've put off that old man and his deeds with his deeds. Lord, I want to have a testimony for you, not for the devil. But unsaved people cannot put off those things found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. And it's found in other places as well. Saved people can put off the things of the old flesh and the old man, not because of who they are, but because of who Christ is and what he is able to do. John chapter 8 and verse 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, we've been set free from the bondage of sin, that saved people have been. And notice verse 36 of John chapter 8, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." We've been given a promise that we've been made free. Romans 6:18, "Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Well, that's what our testimony needs to be. Away from sin, servants of righteousness, serving Jesus Christ because he is all righteous. Romans 6:20, "For when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness." Thank God that we are servants of righteousness now because we trusted Christ. And Romans 6:22, "But now, being made free from sin," there it is again, free from sin, "and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life." Well, we're not saved by trying to keep ourselves saved. We're not saved by trying not to sin. We're saved by God's righteousness. It's all of God. It's all of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to be giving ourselves to him daily. And we need to get rid of those things in our lives that are holding us back. Again, Ephesians 5:15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Notice the terms here. Not as fools, but as wise. This is not as fools. This is one who has been deceived, but one who is wise, intelligent. We're to walk as the intelligent person. "See then that ye walk circumspectly," carefully, in other words, not as one who is as the foolish, the deceived person, but as one who is wise. Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." Proverbs 3:35, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." The Bible's not finished here. Proverbs 8:33 says, "Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not." And here's one of the greatest verses. The first psalm that I ever memorized, Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord." This is God's word. "And in his law," that's God's word, "doth he meditate day and night." The bottom line is this. Do not be as the unsaved who believe in themselves instead of God. They do not believe in the person of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Trust Jesus as your Savior. And if you do know Jesus as your Savior, live for him. Bring honor and glory to him. May God bless you, is my prayer.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.